Spring means the return of food trucks to the streets of New York. In 2012, we reported that many vendors pay high prices to buy permits on the black market. Regulators acknowledged the problem and said they would try to fix it. But 3 years later, WNYC's Ilya Meritz reports the black market for permits is still thriving and driving vendors crazy.
The most valuable part of a food cart or truck probably isn't the food or the equipment or even the vehicle. It's the sticker on the side which says mobile food vendor. This gives the bearer the legal right to sell food on the streets. And there's a lively illegal trade in these stickers.
Man, it's like so shady. It's almost like buying drugs on the street.
This is Adam Sobel, the founder of the Cinnamon Snail vegan food truck. People love Cinnamon Snail so much, it was Yelp's number one rated restaurant in all of New York last year. But to get started in the business, Sobel had to do something he's not proud of. He rented someone else's permit. He says it's the only way.
I mean, almost every single hot dog cart, nuts guy, food truck, like almost everybody is having to go and rent somebody else's permit.
Here's how it works. Many permit holders pay just $200 to renew every 2 years, but they can make tens of thousands of dollars renting their permit out. It's a little bit like a tenant with a rent-controlled lease charging market rate rent to someone else. 3 years ago, the New York City Department of Health decided to do something about this. Deputy Commissioner Dan Kass told WNYC that permit holders could no longer renew their documents through a representative. From now on, they'd have to show up in person.
So that we can photograph them, we know who they are, to keep them close to the operation and to communicate that we fully expect them to be deeply involved in the operation of their cart as the law expects them to be.
Again, the idea was to force permit holders to prove they're in the food truck business for real, or to stop pretending and let their permit lapse. But Adam Sobel says it has not worked. Through a middleman, he rented his permit from a complete stranger.
He was like a heavyset guy with a heart condition.
This man didn't speak much English. But the real problem, Sobel's permit holder had moved to Pakistan.
And that caused a lot of problems for us. You know, a simple violation like our registration not being renewed on time, for instance. We had to go back to get the truck reinspected because of that. And to do that, we had to fly the guy back into the country again. So it took months to get that renewed.
We weren't able to corroborate Sobel's version of events, but many food vendors have stories to tell about the difficulty of working with an absentee permit holder.
Your destination will be on the right.
Permitting and inspections happen far from public view, at a garage in Maspeth, Queens. The sidewalks here are crumbling, and the entire block is jammed with Mr. Softy trucks and Rafiki's carts. I watched a half dozen men struggle to push a kebab cart into the Department of Health garage for inspection. Again and again, the cart rebounded off the rounded metal curb. After 5 or 6 tries, they heaved it over the curb. Attitudes here range from cynical to hopeless. This man, Shahzad, said he's paying too much for a borrowed permit, while the city looks the other way.
Permit is expensive.
How much?
Like $20,000, you know.
This is the place where Adam Sobel and his Pakistani permit holder met with inspectors on more than one occasion and pretended to be in business together. I asked Sobel, how obvious was this marriage of convenience?
I think the health inspectors try not to ask the questions they don't want to ask. They're concerned with public safety and food safety, which is great.
The Department of Health did not agree to an interview, but a spokesman, Levi Fishman, wrote in an email that the city does revoke permits when it learns they've been rented out illegally. Fishman said the department is tightening regulations and expects to show results in a year or two. Things may change quicker than that.
Buenos dias. Good morning.
Last month, the speaker of the city council, Melissa Mark Viverito, told the Street Vendor Project she wants to help them.
We have not seen a raise in the cap on the number of vendor permits in the city of New York for way too long.
That audio provided by the Street Vendor Project. The group expects a bill to be introduced in the coming months to raise the number of permits. That could make a dent in the black market by meeting pent-up demand. For Adam Sobel and the Cinnamon Snail, it would come too late. When his permit recently expired, Sobel decided not to go looking for a replacement. Instead, he's promoting a cookbook with recipes and stories about running a vegan food truck on the streets of New York. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meritz.